o'clock p.m.
W0AU. Welcome to the Warrensburg Area Amateur Radio Club's VHF repeater. W0AU.
Tornado watch.
This is KB0HV, and it looks like it's starting. Well, there goes another one. We've got a tornado watch for the area until 4 o'clock. UTC, they said. Let's see, that's 8 p.m. for basically the entire area. Tornado watch for the entire area. KB0HV. This is KB0HV again. While I'm making noise here, there's another warning that was up above that one. It's a red flag warning. It's valid until 12 a.m. And that's for the entire area also. So there's a burn ban in effect for Lafayette, Pettis, Saline, Henry, Jackson, Johnson. Basically all around us. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. I've been catching up on the weather discussions on the National Weather Service chat, and here's what's going on. We got gusty winds coming into the area, and that's why the red flag warning. There is a fire danger if you're burning outside because of all the wind. They're not expecting any storms really yet until about 8 p.m. is when we get a cold front moving through, and then storms are going to fire off of that. And they are expecting a possibility of some severe stuff after that. So, evening time, it's going to get exciting. But right now, just go about your day and be careful and don't burn anything. And know that we are under a tornado watch. And conditions are ripe for that. And if anything does spring up, we'll let you know. KB0HV.
Tornado watch. Six o'clock p.m.
W0AU. This is the WAARCI repeater. W0AU in Warrensburg, Missouri.
Tornado watch.
This is KB0HV with a little bit of a weather discussion as we wait for the main line of storms to come in. I noticed some clouds building up here over our area, so I asked the Weather Service if they were interested in that, and they said nope. Most of the severe weather threat is along the main line, which is right now out in Manhattan, just west of Topeka. So it's going to be a couple hours before it gets to us. And all this stuff over us right now is really nothing to worry about. This is KB0HV. Keep an eye out.
Tornado watch.
A little bit more information while I'm thinking about it here. They did say also that, don't get complacent that it's way out there in Manhattan, because they expect it to move eastward pretty quickly in the next 2 to 4 hours. They expect it out here by 9 to 10. So, and that's about the timeline we're looking at. 9 to 10 or so, it'll get exciting around here. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. I'm going to turn this into an Aries weather net here in about an hour or two, probably after the healthcare services net, because there is a lot of rotation being reported out in this storm out in Kansas. And there is now a tornado warning out that direction. Not us, but this is a very active storm, and I think we're going to need some spotters out there. So if I can get a pre-list, or if you can get supper out of the way and get ready for this storm, and you want to be a weather spotter for us, you're officially trained, please get on this list. This is going to be a storm that we need to keep our eyes on. This is KB0HV.
Tornado watch.
This is KB0HV with a weather update real quick before the net. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the area. 727, a severe thunderstorm warning was located over Basser, moving east at 55 miles an hour. gusts to 60 mile an hour wind gusts in this thing, quarter size hail. They're expecting damage. This is impacting the whole area. Kansas City, Overland Park, Independence, Lee Summit, Shawnee, Blue Springs, Lenexa, Leawood, Raytown, Liberty, Gladstone, Prairie Village, Grain Valley, Lansing, Excelsior Springs, Marion, Mission, Smithville, Kearney, and Oak Grove. So we are activating out here because it is now in the counties around us here in Johnson County, Missouri. This is KB0HV. Oh, and this is there's a tornado watch in effect till 10 p.m., and this one is in effect, the severe thunderstorm warning is in effect till 8:15 p.m. All right, this is KB0HV standing by unless there's something more on this.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
W0WTS from KB0HV.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
KB0HV, W0WTS. With three active tornadoes on the ground up there north of us, let me know if they postpone or cancel this net. I have a net member that has to walk home from the hospital. I'd like to get him home before the storm hits out here.
I'll tell you what, I sent him home. I think what we're hearing in the background is that attempt to get into the repeater or a failed connection from the VA, and it appears to me that they're going to be non-functional.
Well, there was that, too. All right, Robert, go home. KB0HV.
Hello, Roger there. Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah, I was beginning to look up there. I was like looking. It was at almost approaching 7:40 right now. So I was wondering if they went and canceled it. So, all right. Thank you, guys. I'm going ahead that way. Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Kerry. It's KE0AVT. We'll be clear.
Kerry, I appreciate it. I will still probably go ahead and at least try to kick off this HF Health Net that's new for this evening. If we don't get any response, we'll obviously chop it off early, but we'll see who might check in. Don't know if you've got that available in your background there or not. But let me turn you loose. Keep an eye on the weather. Appreciate you being there and handling things down there. So, we'll say 73. Your Whiskey Tango here.
Hi, Bill. You be safe up there. And, yeah, I'm going to keep the HF off. There's lightning all around the area. I doubt whether you have much of a check-in there, but go ahead and try it. It'd be interesting. Let me know what happens. W0WTS, get the KB0HV. Here's some new information. KB0HV with another National Weather Service severe thunderstorm warning. This is a new one for Miami County, Johnson County in Kansas, and Cass County and Jackson County in Missouri until 8:30 p.m. 7:36 p.m., severe thunderstorm was located over Eudora, or 8 miles southwest of DeSoto, moving east at 35 miles an hour. It has 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail in it. And this is, just all over the place. So, careful, it's coming this way.
Thank you very much for the update. Kilowatt Juliet 4, Sierra Lima Oscar.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
You are welcome. And if there's any trained weather spotters out here tonight that want to keep an eye on things as much as you can, I know it's dark and it's hard to see stuff. I don't expect anybody to get out and do this. But from your back porch, we would appreciate any reports of reportable size hail. And, of course, any rotation you might happen to see. This thing is popping up tornadoes all over the place north of Kansas City. We don't know what it's going to do when it gets out here. But hopefully it'll start dying out before it hits us. But we got our eyes on it. We are starting to get into the watch boxes for the severe thunderstorms. This is KB0HV. This is KB0HV with the National Weather Service severe thunderstorm warning.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
At 7:55 p.m., the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for, over in Kansas, and then here, southwestern Cass County, and northwestern Bates County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:55 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Rantoul, or about 8 miles east of Ottawa, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are reported in this. It's impacting all over the area. And we are still under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. Let me stress to the listening area that there is a lot of wind in this thing as it approaches. The wind gusts are 60 to 70 miles an hour sometimes. It is knocking out power. It's blowing stuff all over the place. It's knocked down power poles. So if you got anything that's going to blow away, I'd get out there and get it secured right now. KB0HV.
O'clock, P.M.
W0AU.
Listen up, everybody. Tornado warning. Tornado warning. Jackson County and Johnson County. Let's see. Until 8:30 p.m. At 7:59 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Grandview, moving east at 65 miles an hour. It has a tornado and quarter-sized hail in it. Do we have any weather spotters out there?
Severe thunder storm warning.
KE0AVT from a window.
KJ4SL walking that occasionally.
SLO, what's your location? Kind of noisy. I couldn't pick up where you were. Now, try one more time.
Give me just a second. I'll give you a better location. I'm still learning where in the world we are.
Your signal picked up quite a bit on that one. Yeah, thanks.
I guess you could say I'm on the south side of Warrensburg. KJ4SLO.
All right, thank you much. Got you down. I don't want anybody going outside in this, but if you can give us reports from your window, from your back porch, whatever, that would be great. Any other storm spotters out there? We've got some tornadic activity moving towards us. UPY, I got you down. I'll keep you apprised as to what Holden looks like.
Tornado warning.
Let me repeat our active tornado warning. We have at 7:59, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Grandview, moving east at 65 miles an hour. We are trying to watch this very carefully. It's impacting the following areas: Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Grandview, Belton, Raymore, Pleasant Hill, Oak Grove, Odessa, Greenwood, Lake Lotawanna, Lake Winnebago, Lone Jack, Lake Lafayette, Bates City, Unity Village, Tarzany Lakes, and Pittsville. Take cover now if you're in those areas. Move to a basement or an interior room, lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. And there are some wrecks out on the highway, people trying to take shelter under the roadways, under the overpasses, and that's a dangerous thing to do. If you can find a safer place to find shelter, do so. This is KB0HV. This is KB0HV with another National Weather Service severe thunderstorm warning. This is another warning. This is for a larger area. Let's see. Just all over the place. Let me give you the impact locations here pretty quick. Let's see. This is till 8:30 p.m. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from 12 miles north of Corbin to near Missouri City, moving east at, they say, 105 miles an hour. That can't be right. has a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, quarter-sized hail. It impacts Independence, Excelsior Springs, Chillicothe, Trenton, Richmond, Lexington, Buckner, Milan, Unionville, Bremer, Oreck, Wellington, Norburn, Polo, Hardin, Breckenridge, Henrietta, Crystal Lake, Sibley, and Wheeling. Please take precautions. KB03.
Tornado warning. Tornado warning.
KB03, KB03BBQ. KB03BBQ, go ahead, Wendell. In there. Thank you much. And, yeah, it looks like maybe it's starting to die out already. So, we might get lucky out here, but keep an eye on it. KB0HV. This is KB0HV with the latest severe thunderstorm warning at 8:15 p.m. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Cass County in west central Missouri, northern Henry County in west central Missouri, Southern Ray County in west central Missouri, southwestern Carroll County in north central Missouri, Lafayette County in west central Missouri, eastern Jackson County, and Johnson County in west central Missouri until 9 p.m. At 8:15 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Green Valley, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail are in this thing. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. There is a what looks like possible rotation in the Lee Summit area. They're watching a hook echo over there. Locations impacted is Independence, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Raymore, Warrensburg, Green Valley, Harrisonville, Pleasant Hill, Oak Grove, Odessa, Greenwood, Higginsville, Lexington, Peculiar, Buckner, Windsor, Knob Noster, Concordia, Holden, and Lake Lackawanna. This includes Interstate I-70 between mile markers 19 and 62. There's intense thunderstorm lines that can produce brief tornadoes and widespread significant wind damage. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, it's best to move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is KB0HV.
Tornado warning.
My power just fluctuated. WFX, where are you located at?
1 mile off Show Highway.
K0ZNI. K0ZNI.
I just want to report that we are, my house and houses up here are experiencing power flashes. So if this radio goes on, I have no way of communicating with you.
Sure, I understand. All right, we got another one coming in. Stand by for another severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Miami County, Linn County, and southwestern Bates County until 8:45. A thunderstorm located near Greeley, or 7 miles east of Garnett, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Also 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-size hail. And, possibly the power's going out here. KB0HV.
0HV, KB0DNI.
Hey, David.
We're gonna have to work over to the veterans hall, because this house is about to go out. But, and my dad's over there, and we need to be with him.
Alright, I'll, put that down as your location, and we'll try to keep you guys safe over there.
KB0ZNI, clear.
Station, repeat.
KB0PVW.
KB0PVW, how are you guys down there?
Channel 9 is chasing one of the bears to be
warning.
I just saw a report from Channel 9. Their chaser is reporting a tornado near Oak Grove. Oak Grove, look up. Well, get down in your basement, actually. Oak Grove, get down in your basement. There's a tornado out there. Higginsville is activating the siren.
N0ICP.
KB0HV, KD0QJY.
I missed one call sign. QJY, go ahead. I was talking to the weather service.
About that time, David reported lights could go down. My lights are dimming out here and flickering, so I anticipate here for a while I'll be on emergency power.
Stay safe out there, buddy. It looks like it's very possible our power could go out. It's happening all over the area. Power lines are going down. This wind gust is blowing power poles down. All this stuff all over the area, so no telling what will happen. I've got battery power if that does happen, and I'll try to maintain the net via the walkie-talkie. So we'll see what happens. Looks like Carrollton's getting their storm spotters out, so everybody's getting active. We've got quite a list here. Everybody just stay safe, stay at home, and try to watch from your porch. And let me know if you see any reportable-sized hail or wind, or if you can see in the lightning crashes any rotation in these clouds, let us know. KB's right.
Okay, just want to let you know I'll be on emergency power if power goes out, so I'll still be available.
Do appreciate it. Yep, you got a good system over there. Alright, this is KB0HV. This is an Aries, EMA, and Warrensburg Area Amateur Radio Club sponsored WeatherNet. And we are going to make this official. It looks like it could get serious. Hopefully it'll die out before it gets out here, but we are under an active tornado warning right now. And they are chasing one out in the Hill Grove area. KB0HV.
Tornado warning.
N0XEB, Concordia EMA.
N0XEB, Concordia, go ahead.
We listen to you guys. So we're active here in Concordia at the emergency management.
We appreciate you being there. All right, we got a new tornado warning coming out. Let me read this to you guys. Let's see, tornado warning remains in effect until 8:45 for Lafayette, East Central Jackson, and North Central Johnson counties. 8:23, a confirmed tornado was located near Oak Grove, moving east at 60 miles an hour, damaging tornado and quarter-sized hail. Weather spotters have confirmed this tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous to all those caught without shelter. Get in shelter, get in the lowest part of your house. Locations impact is Green Valley, Oak Grove, Odessa, Higginsville, Concordia, Quarter, Mayview, Lake Lafayette, Bates City, and Allville. And this includes Interstate I-70 in Missouri between mile markers 26 and 58. To repeat, a tornado is on the ground. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room in the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. This is KB0HV.
This is KJ4SLO. I am on HD, so I'll be able to stay with you if the power goes out. We got some sustained winds here, and I can see the lightning off to the northwest. We're down here at the 13 and southeast 250th. Wind is sustained with some pretty gusty winds.
Tornado warning.
All right, I appreciate that report, and yeah, I have a feeling the wind is going to pick up. It's not quite to us yet. KB's actually. If you're out on I-70, driving west from Odessa, get off the highway. You're driving into a tornado. If you're on I-70, driving west of Odessa, get off of the highway. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. Listening to the weathercaster on Channel 9, he's in the middle of this. He's on I-70, and he says that the tornado is in Odessa, moving down the highway. If you're on I-70 near Odessa, it's probably a good idea to find some shelter. KB0HV.
Tornado warning.
This is KB0HV. The National Weather Service has issued another severe thunderstorm warning at 8:32. This is good until 9 p.m. At 8:32 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Unionville to near Lexington, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts, quarter size hail is in this. Impact locations: Kirksville, Chillicothe, Higginsville, Lexington, Brookfield, Carrollton, Marceline, Milan, Unionville, Lancaster, Brunswick, Waverly, Norbert, Green City, Queen City, Hardin, Buckland, Meadville, Movinger, and Greentop. So, that's all on that one. KB0HV. This is KB0HV with another warning for I-70. Any drivers on I-70, if you're coming out of Higginsville, moving east towards Kansas City, you probably need to stop and find shelter. There's a tornado coming out of Odessa. It is moving down the highway about 60 miles an hour. This is KB0HV.
Tornado warning. Tornado warning.
C0, come again. Into the repeater, I got that you're just east of Lone Jack, and yes, there is a tornado on the ground up in Odessa near I-70, moving about 60 miles an hour to the east. Lone Jack, you're not in that, but there's definitely some activity in your area. Keep apprised. If you can keep monitoring here, we'll try to keep you safe. This is KB0HV, Johnson County, Missouri, Aries Net, Weather Net, and another warning for any drivers out there on I-70. Anybody going east out of Higginsville, there was a reported tornado in Odessa and the Oak Grove area, pretty much traveling down I-70 towards the east at 60 miles an hour. I would advise you to get off the highway until this passes. KB0HV.
Tornado warning.
KB0DGB, go ahead. A bit noisy. Did you say you're just starting to get rain in Higginsville? Is that what you said? Tornado warning expire for Lafayette, East Central Jackson, and North Central Johnson counties. It will expire at 8:45, so that's already passed. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer appears capable of producing a tornado. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds and heavy rain are still possible with this thunderstorm, and a tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. This is KB0HV. copy the peace sign of tail. What else? Peace sign of tail was reported to the National Weather Service. KBZ. Have a new severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sheridan, Randolph, Lynn, Pettis, Carroll, Howard, Saline, Macon, Lafayette, Cooper, Johnson County, northeastern Johnson County, and southeastern Livingston County. Until 9:30 p.m. At 8:54 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles north of Hale to 9 miles southeast of Odessa, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are in this storm. Expect considerable tree damage. Locations impacted: Sedalia, Moberly, Marshall, Boonville, Macon, Higginsville, Carrollton, Knobnoster, Fayette, Concordia, Marceline, Slater, Salisbury, Huntsville, Sweet Springs, Glasgow, Lamont, New Franklin, Brunswick, and Waverly. This includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 49 and 114. KB0HV.
Severe thunder storm warning.
This is KB0HV. Here comes another one. Tornado warning for Henry County in west central Missouri and east central Bates County in west central Missouri until 9:30 p.m. At 8:58 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Montrose, or 15 miles east of Butler, moving east at 60 miles an hour. The hazard is a tornado. This impacts Clinton, Windsor, Calhoun, Deepwater, Montrose, Cole, Brownington, Tightwad, Hartwell, and Leduc. Please take cover now. KB0HV.
KB0VMN copy. I can't hear you from the truck, so I'll be out just monitoring the Deepwater with Peter.
Severe thunder storm warning.
Copy VMM. KB0HV. Right, the wind front has just hit me at my house here in Warrensburg. All right, we have another insignificant weather advisory for southeastern Cass, Henry, Bates, southern Pettis, and Johnson counties until 9:45 p.m. At 8:59 p.m., Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from 10 miles south of Mayview to Prescott. Movement was southeast at 50 miles an hour. Nickel-sized hail, wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour will be possible with these storms. The locations impacted are Warrensburg, Clinton, Butler, Windsor, Knobnoster, Holden, Adrian, Rich Hill, Whiteman Air Force Base, Lamont, Leeton, Urick, Green Ridge, Calhoun, Deepwater, Montrose, Creighton, Hume, Chilhowee, and Whiteman Air Force Base. Tornado watch remains in effect till 10 p.m. for central and west central Missouri. KB0HV.
KB0DNI.
CNI go.
Sorry to get another round of power outages again up here.
All right, let me know if it goes off and stays off, and I'll get it reported. Just because of all these winds and stuff, KCP&L is reporting over 100,000 customers without power in the Kansas City area right now. All right, we have another one coming in. Hang on. Got a new severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Henry County in west central Missouri, northeastern Bates County in west central Missouri, southern Pettis County in central Missouri, eastern Johnson County in west central Missouri until 9:30 p.m. at 9:01. Severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Warrensburg to 8 miles east of Butler, moving southeast at 55 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hails in this storm. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Locations impacted is Sedalia, Warrensburg, Clinton, Windsor, Knobnoster, Whiteman Air Force Base, Lamont, Leeton, Urick, Greenridge, Calhoun, Deepwater, Montrose, Creighton, Chilhowee, Whiteman, Air Force Base, Cole, Centerview, Brownington, and Blairstown. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of the building. KB0HV.
Severe thunder storm warning.
got to that last station, you were unreadable.
This is KB0HV with another warning for Henry County. There is a radar-indicated tornado. Please take shelter now. That tornado warning is in effect till 9:30 p.m. KB0HV.
Severe thunder storm warning.
KJ4SLO, we have hail here. I couldn't tell you what size it is, but it is hitting the roof.
All right. I appreciate that report. I'm getting about pea-sized hail here myself.
Channel 9 just zoomed in a second ago about where we are over here by 250 at southeast, and we're not even in the red yet.
JJ, 7B7 DMX.
DMX, go ahead. BB7 DMX.
BJJ, 7B7 DMX.
I'm sorry, I jumped on you. WB7 DMX, who are you calling? KB03.
Is this you, Joey, or is somebody else?
This is KB0HV in Warrensburg. We're having a weather net right now.
We're for the house damage by tornado. What would be for the next clip?
You say you were reporting house damage?
What's going with a tornado?
Had several of them. There's been five or six tornadoes here in this storm, but mostly up north of us, Odessa and Oak Grove, had one, right now there's a tornado warning down in Bates County and Henry County. Let me read it to you. It is for, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near Montrose, or 15 miles east of Butler, moving east at 60 miles an hour. And this impacts Clinton, Windsor, Calhoun, Deepwater, Montrose, Cole, Bountington, Tightwad, Hartwell, and Ladue. If you're in those areas, please take cover now.
UHV, KD0, stay up.
Severe thunder storm warning.
KD0, UKF, go ahead.
Reporting some hail here. We are at the South County Fairgrounds. It's a little bit larger than the size and a very odd sound up in the sky. Very odd. Sounds like a train.
Alright, I will report it. I saw nickel size here just a little bit ago. It needs to be reported. KB0HV.
KB0HV. We'd like to report that the temperature has dropped a little bit, so quite significantly, so not sure that's reportable, but it has dropped quite significantly.
Severe thunder storm warning.
Thank you for that, Robert. Yep, I feel it too. It feels good coming in my window. And that's good news. The cold weather will help stabilize this thing and help it die out here a little bit. Looks like the cold front is moving over us now. KB0HV.
Roger. I'll let you get back to monitoring the weather. KE0AVT.
Missed the call time, but who was calling?
KE0JVH. KE0JVH.
KE0JVH. How are you doing, Clint?
That's pretty good, Gary. Power outage at the Whiteman.
You said you got power out at Whiteman?
Just behind Whiteman, the village is Whiteman there. That's all I got to report. KE0JVH.
Roger, thank you for that report. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. I just want to make a quick note, as president of the Ham Radio Club here, we're noticing a huge spike in activity on our radio reference or Broadcastify page tonight. I've seen up to almost 70 people listening. So thank you for the support, everybody in the community that's listening to that, and we hope that our activity here has helped keep people safe. This is KB0H3.
Severe thunder storm warning.
Back control, KB0VZP.
Evening, Rick. You've been driving on the south side of this storm all night. How are you?
Well, been one, Jack. Everything's calm, so sure it'll calm down once I get into Warrensburg like usual. So, but I just want to thanks for the update on that, all the storm positions and stuff there, and try to take the least troublesome route, I guess, coming back from Kansas there. So. But I'm back in the area anyways, and on the radio. Been listening on radio reference until the my Sprint cell phone went out and lost a couple towers, I guess. So, but we're back on. So we'll let you go, and just want to know I was here. And again, thanks everybody for listening on the radio reference, and hope you get good information from it. Turn it back to you, KB0VZP. Alright, well, glad to help. Yeah, I noticed down there on the tracker, you know, us hams can track some of us. They have the tracker units in our vehicles, and I could see that Rick was out there way out in Kansas, right in the middle of this thing, so I started warning him as soon as I saw it and tried to help him drive around it, so I'm glad that worked. Alright, let's see, we got another tornado warning for Pettis County coming out. Stand by, everybody. KB0HV. Alright, this is KB0HV. We have a new tornado warning for northern Pettis County in central Missouri, southeastern Saline County in central Missouri, and western Cooper County, central Missouri. Until 10 p.m., at 9:23 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near Sedalia, moving east at 65 miles an hour. The hazard is a tornado. Radar indicated rotation in this storm. So locations impacted include Sedalia, Lamont, Pilot Grove, Otterville, Buntstown, Nelson, Hughesville, Blackwater, Lamine, Sedalia Memorial Airport, and Clifton City. And this includes I-70 between mile markers 80 and 99. This is KB0HV.
Severe thunder storm warning.
This is KB0HV with another severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sheridan, Randolph, Pettis, Howard, Saline, Macon, and Cooper counties until 10:15 p.m. 9:28, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extended from near Bevier to 11 miles northeast of Sedalia, moving east at 70 miles an hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail in this storm. Locations impacted is Sedalia, Moberly, Marshall, Boonville, Macon, Fayette, Slater, Salisbury, Huntsville, Glasgow, Lamont, New Franklin, Pilot Grove, Smithton, Higbee, Keytesville, Otterville, Bunston, Clark, and Cairo. And this includes I-70 between mile markers 71 and 114. And a tornado watch still remains in effect for the warned area. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. And although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety inside of a sturdy structure such as a basement or small interior room. This is KB0HV.
Tornado warning.
This is KB0HV. It looks like storms are starting to move out of the area. We still have up in Pettis County, we have sirens going right now, and reports of a tornado up that direction. Bevier in Macon County reports a tornado. So looks like we're just about done with it, and then we'll once it gets out of the county surrounding us, we'll close down this net and return the repeater back to routine use. But we still got a little ways to go. But I see that Warrensburg is just on the east, or just getting out of it right now. So this is KB0HV.
Controls KB0VZP.
Go ahead, Rick. KB0HV.
I am in the Warrensburg city limits, so I'm back in town. Anything you need checked that, around while I'm out, you know of, or do we end up losing much power around this area, or is it kind of stay on?
I'm curious if you got power at your house. South of Whiteman has an outage. Wheaton is out. So it's kind of all around the area. We flickered a few times, but Warrensburg's still up. So, I don't know.
Tornado warning.
Okay. Well, last I checked my camera and stuff there at the house there with EG, it was still up. I still had power, so... should be good, so... Anyways, I just let you know back around and, in town, and, thanks again for all your help. That's, probably a good couple hours on the radio, so I'll have to get a alternative arranged where we can, pass it back and forth there and not have one on there for so long, so give everybody a little bit of a break. Anyways, I'll turn it back to you, and we'll start heading back home then. It's KB0VZP.
Yep, that would be good. And I don't see any more talk about it, and looks like they're probably going to expire this tornado warning at 10. But we'll wait and see what happens. This thing has surprised us before. KB0HV. Some of the reports of damage are coming in from all around the area, and I don't know if you're listening. A lot of people can't listen to Channel 9 now, because it's not on Time Warner, is it? But KCTV and Channel 9, they're reporting that there's over 15 planes destroyed. Johnson County Airport, Executive Airport, is closed. It's got buildings damaged and stuff all over the place. So this was a significant storm. I'm glad we survived it well out here in this area, and I hope everybody stayed safe. Says KB0HV, waiting for the end of it.
Severe thunder storm warning.
This is KB0HV. The National Weather Service has canceled the tornado warning for northern Pettis and southeastern Saline counties. The tornado warning is canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. KB0HV. This is KB0HV. Looks like everything's pretty much dying down. There's still an active severe thunderstorm box over parts of us, Pettis County mostly, and it's moving off to the northeast fairly rapidly. And I think they're going to let that one expire at 10:15. So I'll take that warning off at that point, but I think we're mostly done with all the excitement here in the area. There's a lot of damage around the area, folks. Grain Valley, Oak Grove, Carrollton, Sedalia, Lee Summit, everybody had damage. So there's going to be a lot of reports on the news about it, and a lot of people needing help. So hopefully everybody in this area got through this safely. Warrensburg got lucky tonight. So thank you, everybody, that participated. We had 16 people on the net that helped out tonight. And we had over 70 people monitoring us via radio reference at one point. So a very good response to the net tonight. I'm just very, very grateful that everybody was able to participate and stay safe. So thank you, everybody, and have a good night. And 73s. This is KB0HV, Johnson County, Missouri, Aries, and also in cooperation with the Johnson County EMA office. And the Warrensburg Area Amateur Radio Club, and we'll now return this repeater back to routine amateur use. This is KB0HV, clear.
KB0HV, PBQ.
Go ahead, Wendell.
If you're heading 13 up this way, 13's going to be closed probably most of the night, about 3 miles north of the junction till just short of the Higginsville city limits. It's about 20 power poles down across the road and electric crews and stuff there. So just FYI.
All right, thank you for that information. Yeah, I would imagine if you're out and about this evening, there's going to be damage all over the area. Just be careful. And National Weather Service did just continue the severe thunderstorm warning for Cooper, Howard, Macon, Pettis, and Randolph counties until 10:15. So that's about what we expected. Most of it's moving off the, up the northeast. And looks like approaching the Quincy, Illinois area now. So it's pretty much out of here. Thank you, everybody. KB0HB.
Severe thunder storm warning.
And 0SAX.
And here's the official expiration of the tornado watch for our area. That included Henry, Howard, Johnson, Lafayette, Lynn, Livingston, Macon, Pettis, Randolph, Saline, everybody around us. They have allowed that to expire. N0SAX, how are you, Jet?
We crawled out from under a rock, and the rock is still there. We had a little bit of damage in South Carrollton, had some power poles down and some transformers busted open when they fell. We have power back on here at the house now. My hat's certainly off to the utility crew. But I think all in all, we fared pretty well here in Carrollton.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, we were hearing about the damage up there. I was thinking about you guys, so glad you stayed safe up there.
Catch you later. Just happened to see the bar graph up on 8-8, so I turned the volume up. So, 7-3, stay safe. N0SAX.
So, right back at you. 7-3, KB0HV.
KB0HV is KB0BZP. Real quick.
I was talking to that. I'm not sure how fast I can talk, but I'll try it real quick. Go ahead.
I'm in my driveway at home, going in the house, and I am hearing a few reports on the scanner on a couple trees down in our area, in our county on 2 Highway, and I know there was one on 131, so might watch out for power lines and trees around the area here as well. So that's about all I got. Everything looks intact here, so it's KB0VZP clear, and thanks again.
All right, sounds good. Glad everything's good down at your house. KB0HV.
W0AU.
This is KB0HV. Let's just make this official. National Weather Service just let the severe thunderstorm warning for Cooper, Howard, Macon, Pettis, and Randolph counties. They let it expire just now. KB0HV. We're done with it.